This is the show focused on educating and inspiring all those in the skincare and beauty industry. But it is also a show for those looking to improve themselves from the inside out. Renowned experts and hosts, Mataxi Delikas and Francine Kagarakis, aim to educate and inspire through their own experiences and are dedicated to enlightening and empowering enthusiasts and professionals in the realm of skincare and beauty. Join the conversation and the fun with the Skin Depth Convo. Welcome to a Skin Depth Convo. I'm Anna Kagarakis. Now, we had a great discussion on a previous episode with Barry and Jenny from Lip Gloss and Aftershave about upcoming trends in skincare, but trends don't just come up at the beginning of the calendar year. They are constantly changing, especially thanks to social media. Now, medical aesthetics is always evolving and everyone is looking for the next big thing. And to discuss it all, we'll be bringing on the other two members of the Lyric Clinical Founder Team. Brenda Cumming will talk about the hottest topics in medical aesthetics. Then Anna Constantine will jump on to chat about trends in social media in skincare, and we'll break down the latest in packaging. We have lots to get into, but first, let's bring on Mataxi Delikas and Francine Kagarakis. As I said, ladies, trends are constantly changing, but how do you both stay so current?
We stay current by visiting all the medical spas and getting all the treatments. No, being serious at this point, there's a lot of research and development being done. We are constantly looking at what's new, what's real, what really gives you results. And it's great to stay in front of the curve to make sure that we do see what's popular and how Lyric Clinical could work together. And we also have to remember that FDA approved is what's very, very important in treatments, because there's a lot of other treatments out there that may not be approved. So you have to be very careful to make sure that what you're researching is real and they give you real results.
And for me, it's really having the opportunity to go global. We've gone to different countries. We realize that skin is skin anywhere you go. Conditions are very similar. Really paying attention and listening. I think trade shows, going to the trade shows, have really been very beneficial. Competition. Competition is a good thing. It keeps us current. Like our Francine said, everything has to be FDA approved and stuff. But being out there and working, you know, working the pavement has really kept us current.
Well, you guys always are on the right side of trends every time. Barry said it before, how there were things that you guys have done that people have just started doing and you have been doing it for years.
Well, really good experience for us is we just finished a Paleo Clinical and we've gone global with Paleo Clinical. Just seeing everybody and really connecting with the real estheticians or the aesthetic practitioners, it keeps us current. I mean, just talking to the industry and keeping that going, it's really helped us a lot too. I love our Purely Clinicals.
And when we're on our Purely Clinical tours, every destination and every place we stop is always different, because every day we're learning something new and we're able to offer that in every Purely Clinical.
You constantly are learning and you do a great job, and everybody looks to both of you for advice and also to find out what's trending, because you both know it. I mean, you are the go-to, honestly. You definitely are. And we're going to learn more about what's hot in medical aesthetics. And for that, we're going to chat with Brenda Cumming right after this word from Lyric Clinical.
This podcast is brought to you by Lyric Clinical and the award-winning Mystique Illuminating Beauty Oil. Mystique Beauty Oil's amazing skin-friendly hydration delivers potent antioxidants and anti-inflammatories with Lyric Clinical's exclusive MassTech brightening technology. This luxury oil blend is infused with vitamin C for a clean, dry finish on the skin. Use by itself or add to your favorite hydrator. Beauty Oil delivers your glow and go look. Contact your local Lyra retailer for additional information at lyraclinical.com.
All right, we talked a lot about general trends in the skin and beauty industry, but now we're really going to hyper-focus a bit. First off, talking about medical aesthetics, and to do that, we're bringing in another member of the Lyra Clinical Founder Team. Let's welcome in Brenda Cumming. Brenda, thank you, and thank you so much, first off, for bearing with me in the new technical world we have with this video podcast.
You're very patient.
I appreciate it. we're learning how to make this. We're evolving in 2024 with a video podcast. And now we're also going to be evolving when it comes to the skincare and beauty industry. But let's look back at the medical aesthetics world for 2023. What were some of the biggest trends this past year?
The trends have been pretty consistent. There's a great one that's coming out this year. Some of the top injectors are already getting their hands on it. I'm pretty excited about it. I'll speak to that in a minute. But one of my favorite that have come out was in September, and it's called SkinVive, S-K-I-N-V-I-V-E, and that is made by Allergan, and it is a form of hyaluronic, and it's cross-linked just a little bit differently. You inject it under the skin into the dermis, and then it's going to set up, and it's going to cause hydration, plumping, and an internal glow, and it lasts up to 6 months. So how I really like it is, first of all, I was grateful to be able, one of the first ones here in Denver, to get my hands on it. So I got to experiment quite a bit. And on label, it's only indicated for right here and right here on label. So you have a lot of patients that have glycated skin, a lot of, wrinkles at rest. Even when you stretch, they're still there. They're dry, dehydrated. There's not a lot besides good skincare and maybe some laser. There's really not a lot of options, but this has provided a lot of options for patients who suffer from those really pesky static lines over here that don't go away, and you really get this beautiful glow. I love it. I've probably done 30 patients with it or more. My favorite patients are men because they're not willing to do too much, and when they call me 3 days later after it's been done and they're impressed, I'm like, all right. That's a good shout out because it is really great. I love it.
Well, I thought we were your favorite patients.
You're always my favorite patients. Why not see me?
I experienced it at the wedding, my son's wedding. I went up to Colorado and I came back and I got many compliments on how my skin had a really nice glow. So I'm 100% agreement with Brenda. It really was a great treatment and I'm looking forward to more of those.
And Brenda, you gave us directions. You gave us directions on what we should do.
You're right. So what in here, I want everybody's skin to be in great shape because, and I say this all the time, it doesn't matter how much money you spend. You can drop thousands of dollars and get laser, and sometimes that's what you need. Filler, Botox, threads, SkinVive, whatever. But if you don't have good skin, then, what's the point? So I'm all about getting that skin ready, staying on good home care because 80% of their success is using good home care. You two, I don't even need to say that, but I did ask you to do a peel and just get maybe some dead skin off because you were going to get much better results. And both of you were compliant, right?
I was.
Oh, absolutely. I think I did a lactic peel right before
that
I came.
Girl.
And it was great. It came in, got plumped up, but I didn't follow directions at the end. So that was my fault.
What'd you do?
Tell us what you did.
Brenda told me only hydrating on your skin. And I went ahead and put the refining mask on, but it still looked good. I'm going to be very honest with you. I know I didn't follow to the T as I should have, but it was such a great treatment. It really didn't matter. But next time I'll be much better.
But you know what? The fact that all your skin is beautiful, you just made it even more hydrated and glowing, effervescent. I could tell. So I'm pretty excited about it. It's very hot right now. SkinVive.
Okay. So now let's look more into 2024 when it comes to the medical aesthetics industry. What are some of the trends we're keeping an eye on, something new coming out?
Well, one of the trends that I've noticed, and I've noticed it actually for a couple of years, is that obviously your age group, Anna, the little babies, and younger,
I like that. Thank you.
Really taking more of an approach into preventative, preventative as far as skincare, as far as maybe getting a little Botox, maybe a little filler, definitely getting on, some better skincare products, not just what influencers on TikTok recommend. I mean, that is such a trigger for me. I think we all deal with that all the time because I don't think they're licensed estheticians necessarily or aesthetic nurses, but, come into your practice and get decent advice. So I feel like people are getting very fatigued with social media and not people appearing very real on social media. There's a lot of filters. I also think the general public is getting very fatigued with people looking overdone, overfilled. Mm. You can only put so much filler in somebody's face because at that point, they just start looking puffy and overdone. And this is what I like about the SkinVive because if I've had patients seeing me on a regular basis for the last 20 something years, I really can't put much filler in their face, because when you're young and you get too much filler, you look old. When you're older and you get too much filler, you look weird. So trying to hydrate the skin and plump it is a good option. And of course, staying on good skincare, maybe getting an IPL here and there, that's still the same. So I've noticed that there's a really exciting product that's coming out, and it's called Renuva. I think I'm saying that right. It's N-E-N-U-V-A. And it's very similar kind of to Sculptra or maybe Radies. As a side, Radies has been around for a really long time. It's a cross-link product of calcium hydroxylate and hyaluronic. And it stays a lot longer. It's a biostimulator, so it's going to stimulate collagen. But now we're putting it in the neck. We've always put it in hands. Really popular putting it in hands. People want it in other parts of the body, like their buttocks. You can hyperdilute it and put it here for crepey skin, hyperdilute it and put it above the knees. I know we're going to talk about it later, but the body is still important because we don't just stop aging at the neck. But Renuva has been out overseas for a while. It's made in America, but we've tested it here. And that's kind of also a biostimulator that's going to set up a honeycomb matrix where you inject it again in certain spots like your cheeks. You can do your décolleté, you can do your breasts, you can do your buttocks. And it's going to stimulate fat to grow back into that area where we all lose that volume loss. So there's a lot of buzz about that right now. I've reached out to the manufacturer and I'm dying to get my hands on it. I'm sure I've got some volunteers.
Oh, always. We're here for you anytime.
It's pretty exciting. Everybody still doesn't want to age and they want to do more things, but I think they're going to be a little bit more conservative about it, not being overdone.
It's funny, I went to the bank today, and all of a sudden I went to a teller who really looked exactly what Brenda said. The lips were overdone. I mean, to the point that she looked weird. And I think...
Couldn't talk?
It really was bad. I haven't seen that in a long time. People went up to her, just watched the body language, and they all saw her as something that was not normal. So I'm glad to definitely agree with you that we are being more cautious on how much we put on this, you know, and how much we do. And I think that's your success, because I'll be honest with you, I've never ever seen anyone that I know that you've worked with that looked, had that look. So I'm really glad that we're saying this and talking, because I think too much is no good on anything, especially in cosmetics procedures.
And I will turn people away, but weight loss, Ozempic, semaglutide. There's a pill that's coming out in the market now where you take it before you eat and it makes you feel really full. I'm guessing it's fiber. I'm learning more about it. I get kind of annoyed when I hear people say, well, I've got the Ozempic face. I mean, come on. If you lose a lot of weight.
Yeah, explain the Ozempic face first off. Like, for people who don't know what that is, explain it.
So when you're on medication that curbs your appetite, kind of shuts off that little button in your brain that does not make you feel hungry, obviously you're going to lose weight. If you lose, you know, 15, 20, 30, 40 pounds fairly rapidly, where are you going to lose your weight at? You're going to sadly lose it in your face, and you're sadly going to lose it in your bottom, right? Two places women really don't want to lose it. Maybe some do. And so now they're just coining a phrase that's been something that's always happened when you have rapid weight loss is losing weight in your face. And then people want filler and people want back corrected, but that's an age-old problem. But that's not going away because there is a spot for it. It's very, very, very popular in weight loss clinics. If you're pre-diabetic, a lot of times you can get your insurance to pay for it. It's not for people who just want to drop 10 pounds. It's not indicated for that. And then, you know, you really need to be monitored closely by a physician or a nurse that's going to monitor your lab work, make sure your kidneys are doing okay, your liver functions are okay, and that you're losing weight at an appropriate rate.
You know, kind of going on that, when you have somebody monitoring you, do you see a rise in weight loss clinics? So it's not just about, mm-hmm. you know, getting, you know, taking a pill or taking some medication or anything to quickly lose the weight. It's also a lifestyle change. So are you seeing more clinics in the medical aesthetics industry with that?
Oh, it's huge. So medical aesthetics just encompasses body now. Like, it's well-being. You want to get B12 shots, you want to get IV therapy, you want to lose weight, you need to be monitored by a physician or a nurse that's underneath a physician supervision to make sure that you're being treated appropriately. But yeah, it's booming everywhere because don't we all want to lose weight like really fast? But yes. you do have to adopt a lifestyle change. You can't just lose 30 pounds and go back to the way you were because you'll gain it back again. Then you have this whole yo-yo effect. And a lot of times you end up gaining more.
Yeah, very true.
I'm a little intrigued about the pill that you swallow that makes you full. So when I'm with them, we order 80 entrees.
It's all about the appetizers.
But wait a minute. We stopped the... Well, we have a little taste of everything, but we did stop the French fries. So come on, we're doing a lot better.
I'm so impressed. I mean, I think all bets are off this weekend, but for our sales meeting.
So what I have to do is have my little stash on me all the time in case I want to eat. And this way I prepare.
You know what, Fran? Okay. You don't eat though. You order. And you look
That's the key.
So take a little bite. It's like when you get those big old cookies that you get, and then instead of just eating the whole cookie, just take a little bite. That's all you need, just a little bit, just a little something.
You take a little sliver, and then all of a sudden, it's a half a cookie, and then it's a whole cookie. Slivers.
I fool myself. I do that.
I've done it with a bunch when we had a crumble cookies here at the office, and it was kind of funny because it's like, oh, I'll try a little bit of this one. Well, try a little bit of that flavor. That's a different flavor. Let's try this. Like at the end, you're like, I just ate a whole cookie. Yes. I was really trying not to.
And then you hate yourself. Yeah.
Of course. Just walk it off, everybody. Walk it off.
No, and get a pill. We're gonna get the fiber pill. Okay.
We're gonna check it out first. So we're gonna see what it entails, what's inside. So check it out first and check with your doctor.
I'm gonna look into that.
Yeah. So we'll get some research and we'll talk about it for sure.
And that's exciting. And IV therapy, I mean, that's very popular. They'll even go to your house and give you an IV if you're hungover or if you're sick. Again, there was just a huge lawsuit that's happening in Texas right now. I don't know if you want us to talk about it, but this patient was given the wrong IV by an unlicensed person. It wasn't even Ringer's lactate or B12 or Myers cocktail, like we like to say. It actually was something that you do for nutrition that you don't put in a peripheral IV, but nobody knew it. And they hung the bag and went back to check on the patient and she was dead. And the physician was not on site. So again, you know, consumers need to do their homework and they need to know where they're going and they need to see if people are certified or licensed. You know, there's accountability on them too. Not on this poor lady, but in general.
Yeah, there's a lot of celebrities that are, you know, saying how wonderful it is on social media. They're doing this, they're doing that IV therapy. But you're right, you have to do your research and make sure you have somebody that's certified and knows what they're doing. So do your research. Let's also talk about devices and skincare. Do you see more of those kind of being a trend, an uptick?
I think handheld devices come and go. They're really popular for a while and then they're not, and now they're popular again. I like handheld devices if you actually are really going to use them. And I think they work great with good products that actually cause a change in the skin. Yes.
We talked a bit about wellness, but how about virtual appointments? I know that COVID, you know, we saw that happen. Like all of a sudden, everybody started doing virtual appointments because of COVID and you had to do everything remotely. But now that we're out in the world, we're seeing people. Do you see those virtual appointments going away or actually going to be sticking around and maybe more?
No, I think they're going. I was just had a meeting earlier today and a guy I was with has a virtual appointment with a doctor on Amazon. to get medication because he lost his doctor. And so now he's doing virtual health. So no, that's not going to go away. You can do FaceTime. You can't draw blood. You can't get Botox. You can't get filler. You can't get an IV virtually. No. But I think it saves a lot of time for both the patient and the nurse practitioner or the physician as far as like FaceTime and maybe getting some advice. I think that's here to stay. I like the fact that if we're traveling, and one of us gets hurt or one of us gets sick, we, you know, can do a FaceTime with your physician and get what you need. Mm-hmm.
I have a question, Brenda. How do the patients come in and know what to ask for? How do they know? Do they come in and they tell you what they want and then you look at them then you decide?
Yeah, they think they know what they want. So a lot of times they think Botox is here, filler's here. They do just enough research. And I mean, I respect that. But when they come in, they always say, well, tell me what you would do on me. Look at me and tell me what you would do on me. And I made that mistake as a rookie a long time ago. So now I'm like, no, no, no. Sit down on the bed. Here's a mirror. Look in the mirror and let's start here and work down. So what's the first thing you look at when you wake up in the morning? and you've gone to the bathroom and you look in the mirror. I know what I look for, but what do you look for? And then that's chief complaint number one. And then what's the next thing? Chief complaint number two. I don't like my wrinkles. I don't like the texture on my skin. So, you know, we basically come up with a care plan. And then based on what we're allowed to do in this medical spa, we put a care plan together and come up with a treatment plan. And they like that. They want you to take control. If you don't, they're going to go somewhere else. But where does it start? With the skin.
Okay. That's a great way to handle it.
And when you're laying in the bed and you're on my bed for an hour, it's such a great opportunity. Like anywhere. What are you using on your skin at home? What's your skincare routine like? And then they start telling you.
What I noticed though, with what you do, watching you, is that you give them the confidence, but you tell them it takes time and you build and you build and it's ongoing because the skin is alive and it has the ability to keep building itself, but it really is not a quick fix. It's a commitment. And skincare, like you said, and you keep saying, which I think that's so cool that you say that and you mean it, and I know you used to turn people away, is that you're building the skin, you're keeping the skin healthy, you're keeping it emotional, you're keeping the treatments all of a sudden become less actually too when your skin is healthy. It's just bringing it to that correction. It doesn't take one treatment to do it.
I agree. And most patients want somebody to be in charge and take a conservative approach. They feel safer that way. They're terrified of what they see on TV, of what you saw in the bank. Terrified.
And what's the number one product they must leave with?
Out of here? Is that my new favorite Lyra product? The Pro Bright?
Ah,
the Mystique Beauty Oil? The Recovery Balm? I mean, the BB Tint with the Mystique Oil?
I've been talking up that whole BB Tint and Mystique Oil. I was going to say, the biggest thing that we are seeing, the biggest hot button issue we are seeing, not just in skincare, but in basically every single industry around the world, is AI, artificial intelligence. How do you see AI affecting the medical aesthetics industry? Do you think it will?
Well, personally, I'm kind of concerned about AI because it's really good. It's scary. Unless there's a robot in here that can do what I do, I'm not really going to worry about it just yet. I just don't know, like, again, with social media, who is that you're looking at? Is it an AI? Is it a real person? Are they overdone?
Yeah.
It's here to stay.
It is here to stay. And you know what? You are right when you think about how many pictures I've seen, AI renderings of a human. It just, you sit there and think, is that a real person? And a lot
of
times,
have you done
not.
One of your face? Because I did. I wish I looked like that.
I know. I've done a few of them. Yeah, it's crazy. And it's crazy how much it looks real. It looks like you, but it's
but
not.
Better.
I know.
That's why unfiltered is what they're looking for now. Maybe that's why that's become so popular, because people are scared.
They're tired of the filters. They know it's not real. Mm-hmm. You do before and afters. I mean, consumers are getting really savvy about that. I mean, they'll even say, well, that's not the same lighting. She didn't have the same headband on. I mean, they're not. Yeah. They're smart.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't want to see blurry, filtered pictures because they're not going to believe you.
Yep.
But AI, I mean, where's the line there? Maybe in our industry, they'll use it for like a skin analysis type treatment in that camera like we have, but now it's way more advanced and it's going to tell you exactly what you need, and it's going to be 3D and not only going to tell you how much dermal damage you have or epidermal damage you have, but you know, where you have fat loss, you know, I that's probably going to happen for sure.
And what I like to add with that is that I think you'll see the need, but then you'll also see the correction. Because all of a sudden, these new scans or these new devices will tell you if there's an improvement, which is really important too. Because, you know, sometimes visually you don't see the improvement, but in the dermis and the epidermis, what you can't see with the naked eye, you can actually see improvement under those scans. I think it's really cool. We use one of the scans, and it's amazing what it shows and what we could do to correct some of that, you know, whatever we see under that skin.
That may help us, but it's still not going to take away from what we see, right? Mm-hmm. Just like when, you know, I was working in the ICU, I had to actually monitor a patient. I had to watch their breathing. I had to, you know, count their pulse. I had to do everything. Now we got monitors. You can, you know, monitor somebody's pulse ox. I mean, these monitors do everything. You still have to watch the patient. You still have to look. So we still have to assess the skin as well. I was going to say one more thing about skin tightening, because we didn't talk about that.
Yes.
So skin tightening, radio frequency with ultrasound behind it to tighten the skin. It is invasive, but it's very, very popular, not like just for here or the face, but for the entire body. That's still here and getting better. They're getting more sophisticated with that equipment. And then physique. So that also makes you look like you've went to the gym. and get a six pack, you know, if you just have a little bit of fat to lose. So it has EMS behind it, electromuscular stimulation, but it also has an ultrasound that's going to heat up the fat and get rid of it.
Really? How long does that work? How long does it take?
That works really well as long as you maintain the lifestyle that you work so hard to get.
Key.
No French fries when you're done.
So like for inner thighs, you know, upper abdomen, lower abdomen, you can do a butt lift on it. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's time to come back to Colorado.
Can I get on a plane with you guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll just spend a weekend.
Do you send them home with any product when they're doing these body treatments? What happens with that?
I send them home with our Pure HA. If they're hot, like especially under here or on their face, body, of course, our body firming.
Oh, the best. Yeah, the body firming, I would say.
Souffle that's sitting here on my desk that I'm on my third jar with. Yeah, we're very dry here. Yes, they go home with body treatments.
Body's important. Like you said before, it's not just only about the face. The rest of the body ages as well, so you got to take care of it from head to toe.
It's a total giveaway. If your face looks perfect and your neck doesn't and your hands don't, giveaway.
It's very nice to be able to trust a person that's working on you. It makes a big difference because you can walk into their clinic and say, what do I need? And know they're going to take care of you in a way where you can trust them. You're going to walk out feeling good, looking good, and not looking different. So I really do have to say it's a relationship, and I think you do a great job at that, Brenda.
Well, I'm pretty flattered that y'all get on a plane at, you know,
midnight,
early morning and come and see me. I take care of you. I love you.
No, I know that.
I love you too.
I love you too, Brenda. I think what you bring is an element of understanding how everything should be in moderation and that we're not trying to go beyond that. And I think that's really important for this industry to learn from you and how you could do things right. And I think, you know, your influence on this or your influence in the industry is really invaluable because people do look up to you and what you've done. And, you know, to be a top injector took a lot of time to build it up. And, you know, everywhere I go, people would say, well, you know, this is Brenda's work, which, you know, I'm really happy and very proud of you.
I'm surprised you're admitting to it, but you do look fabulous.
Only my nurse injector knows.
It takes a lot when we've been around, and speaking for the three of us, as long as we have, I mean, it takes a lot, right, to impress us. So I'm not going to jump on every bandwagon. You got to impress me. And I know you two feel the same way.
Yeah.
Especially when we're formulating ingredients. I mean, come on.
Yep. It all goes together. And we have to hear it. It all goes together.
But we have to be impressed because we've been there, done that. We've seen it. Yeah. So what else you got, right? Show us.
That's what makes it so good. That's what makes Lyra so great. Thank you so much, Brenda, for coming on today. It's always wonderful chatting with you. And thank you for all the wonderful information. And we will chat with you soon again. All right, now we're welcoming in the fourth member of the founder team, Anna Constantine. Anna, excited to have you on here to talk about some of the biggest trends right now in social media and also in packaging right now. So let's look at last year with marketing and social media. What were some of the biggest trends you saw last year in social media for skincare?
So last year, the biggest trend, especially in skincare, is, I don't know if you've heard about it, but it's the Sephora buzz. So Sephora was bringing out tons of home care and marketing to teenagers. And what they were doing is they were doing these 12 different skin steps that a teenager has to do. And I thought that was kind of cool. I mean, I have an 11-year-old, and to know that they're going to do 12 different steps, I don't think they need 12. But it was this whole buzz of marketing to the younger ages and marketing at retail. And having steps and routines starting at a young age, which I thought was kind of fascinating. But that was something that was all over Sephora, all over, I think it's Ulta is a couple of them, but just targeting the younger age and not just targeting them on products and makeup, but targeting them on facial routine, like, you know, steps and how to do it. And up to 12 steps was kind of extreme.
I actually said in our last podcast with Barry that I went on a soccer tournament with you. And these girls, 11 and 12-year-olds, were talking about hyaluronic acid and going to Sephora. And I was like just stunned to hear them even say that word and understand and even discuss their skin in that way. So I visually, I mean, I was there and I was totally like blown away with the whole concept of a 10, 11-year-old, 12-year-old understanding these kind of things that would benefit their skin.
Is it because they're seeing it on social media and now this generation is all over social media?
Well, they're marketing it that way, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're showing them and they're seeing it and they're showing the steps. And now everything's way easier, right? It's 1, 2, 3. This is how you do it. So it's making it way easier compared to when I was her age at 11. We didn't have steps and routines or a place to go, right? You were lucky if you used water at that time. It was just to remind them to wash their face, right? So now it's like you were saying, they know the words, they know hyaluronic, they know cleansers. And to be able, and the cool part, interesting part about it is they're following the steps. They're actually doing it, and they're doing it morning and night, which is great because, you know, anti-age starts younger. So it's great for the business of starting younger, right? Educating them. So it's a great marketing, great. But a lot of different platforms and social media are marketing the younger and, you know, guiding them to home care and guiding them to treatment, not just product, how to use them.
Well, now what about 2024? What are we expecting this year for 2024? Anything that you're keeping an eye out for social media?
You're starting to see a pattern of a lot more education. So a lot of the consumers are reading up. They're a lot more knowledgeable in skincare. They know, like you said, hyaluronic. They know the retinol. They know all the just more professional terminology. They're doing their homework. They know clean beauty. So you're starting to see a lot more people in the market that are kind of know what similar to the, to the professionals, what doctors and nurses do additional training. They're doing their homework and asking these questions of, you know, why is it important? You know, why is clean beauty important? Why are product ingredients important? And I think that's what you're starting to see now in social media, more sophisticated, more educated, you know, just more research is going back into home care.
Right. Great. Now let's also, let's talk about influencers in the industry. You know, there's so many influencers out there. They're saying there's more than 1,000 beauty influencers on Instagram and YouTube alone, tons right now on TikTok and with dedicated followings right now. But what makes a great influencer, and how should a business actually approach finding the right one for them?
I love this question because I think for us, it's, you know, they tell you it's trial and error, and I totally believe in that, but it's your audience. Knowing your audience for your business. So for us, we used influencers, and we started off with influencers who were in the retail, people who use products. And by doing that, it works great. However, we found that in our audience, it was based off of professional. And we felt that when the professional influencers would do a post, people started to engage because it was within our audience. You know, we excited them. They could be able to see the professional treatments, but they can also see the home care treatments that were recommended by the professional, if it was an esthetician, if it was a nurse, if it was a doctor. So I think the answer to that question is look at your audience. What audience fits for your business and your platform and where you want to be? For us, the audience of professional markets, working with the professionals, that audience really does well. And I think it relates to both markets, professional and retail.
Are we seeing more of a rise, you think, in then like micro influencers, like people who are professionals in the industry versus like the celebrity influencers? How do you see that changing, or is it going to change at all?
So it's funny that you asked me that, because I talked to our marketing team, and I talked to our team that's responsible for social media. And when we were talking about this, they had mentioned a micro-influencer. What is a micro-influencer, right? There's so many different types of influencers. There's so many different types of classification. And what's the difference? A micro-influencer, for us, we're lucky because we could benefit for both. You want brand awareness. You want to be able to see your brand. And that's why you're using these influencers. But you also can use a micro-influencer. And a micro-influencer is somebody that's specific to your brand, right? So for example, if we use our esthetician and she's our influencer, it's specific to our, you know, if we're talking about protocols, it's specific. Or some of these micro influencers can go more in depth, right? If they're just specializing in acne, they're going to talk to you just on acne. And that's kind of where I understood the micro influencer, somebody specific to my market, my audience. And that works for us too, because you want somebody specific, but you also want, like, if it's a celebrity, you know, celebrity endorses your brand or supports your brand, but it also gives you brand awareness, right? So when you are having somebody talk about your product, what happens to sales, right? It goes up because they're talking highly about it. So I think what's great about it is, for us, we benefit on having both. We also feel like in the past that I've used, I felt that the micro-influencers are a little bit, not that it's better, but I feel like we get the exposure and people get to see if it's specific anti-age or if it's specific to our product or ingredient. And they see that through our micro-influencers.
She's a master of this. All I can say is that I think a real influencer in this industry makes a difference.
I like to say that she's put education on a little more tasks, because Anna's constantly asking for more and more information because we have to make sure to deliver it. So the education team is a little more pepped up right now because we understand that you are asking for that information and we are on it.
I think when you work with social media, and I think when you work with multiple platforms, education produces great pieces, great knowledge. And I feel like I want to share that. So I feel like using the social media platform to share a lot of their winter tips, to share home care treatments. It's just a great platform to share material, just not only on printable material, right? Material that you can see. And I feel like if you see a video of somebody applying a winter tip, you want it, right? So just multiple platforms to kind of just show the brilliance and the education part of it, because education produces, especially for Lyra Clinical, they produce so much. And a lot of people don't realize it until you'll ask them or you'll go back to a lot of material and you're like, how? Like, how did you get so much of those materials? But we just never really delivered them in some way. So I think now it's an opportunity through platforms and through your team to be able to deliver it. And people can enjoy it and go back. People love to go back to content.
And you also are bringing in a lot of our international. You're bringing that in and you're resharing. And I think they love that.
I think we're sharing globally too. I mean, what you're doing is sharing. It used to be separate with international versus the USA or domestic. You've actually, the social media have taken it to the international global level, that everybody's sharing, have it from all over many different countries. And they're all connected with these before and afters, connected with these reels, connected with these stories, connected with all the social media tools that we have now that we didn't have years ago.
We work with a lady, Monica, and she's from Poland, and we use a lot of her material from her social media material, and she does a lot of work for us. And I think what's great is just technique, being able to look at her technique, being able to look how she does a treatment, being able to see her videos. And a lot of them are influenced from global, right? So it's just a tool to compare them and see it. And then when we're looking at materials, we also look on, like, what are they using? Headbands, what little other gimmicky stuff that they can use that actually I feel like is beneficial, right? It's just fun to be able to see different people's posts from all over the world and be able to add it to our stuff and be able to kind of put it a part of the things that are beneficial in our skincare line.
Yeah. Do you see a big difference, like, when it comes to social media, like what people like in the US versus different areas around the world? Do you ever notice a difference, or is it pretty similar?
Pretty similar. I just think, like I said, I think you're seeing a lot more people showing their work. You're seeing an uprise a lot. And for us, we have tons and tons of comment and user generated stuff, content from people that is, when I say a lot, like hundreds. And it's so neat to see, but you're seeing a lot more of that. People are filming, their before and afters. You're going to get, I think that's the new trend for 2024. You're going to see a lot more before and afters. People want to see the results. They want to see the before and after. So I think you're starting to get people who are more sophisticated, more educating themselves. And then for their business, they're posting it. So that's kind of what I'm seeing. And they're not working on one platform. They're working on multiple platforms, which is awesome.
So you deal a lot with the packaging for Lyra, and you've been paying attention to what's the biggest trends for packaging in skincare as a whole. What are you noticing is coming up this year?
Yeah, so what I'm noticing is a lot of reusable or sustainable packaging, the packaging with cartridge, where they can go ahead and add a cartridge. I mean, for Lyra right now, we're not there. I feel like there's a lot more. I mean, when I went a couple of years ago, there was maybe a few companies that carried it, and now every company is carrying that. So, and again, I don't think there's a pro and a con to it. I think they're both great. But I think that's something that you're going to start to see more and more of.
I have to say something, Anna, behind you, I think behind that Lyra sign, I think there's a whole packaging warehouse, if I remember correctly. you go all over the world and you pick different things and you're practicing. But I know for a fact, if I want to see something, I go behind that Lyra, yeah. Right up right behind Anna, and there is a warehouse in her office of so many things. And I'm excited, even the fact that with the Elio drops, you brought something so different to us. And I was so excited. Who in the world would think that type of packaging would be so great for Elio drops? And it was this new waterless sunscreen, but that was so unique for us and so exciting to have something new like that.
Yeah, and I think that's what, I mean, as business owners, that's what we're looking for, right? Something that is new, something that is efficient, something that works. And I think when you bring up the Elio drops, which was so great, is it was using a dropper and putting it in a tube. So combining those two different mechanisms together as a application, which was awesome. So yeah, we've had great feedback from it. So just being able to go there and find what inspires us. And I mean, we're just launching right now. We're going to launch in March, April. We're going to be launching our body line and just going over new packaging for that and new look. So just adding foil or soft touch and adding different textures to it is something that can make your product look great. So there's just a lot of great opportunities out there.
I have to say that for me, soft touch, I didn't even know what soft touch was. And you said, yeah, I want you to try this. And as soon as I touched it, I felt that soft touch feel. So there is so many more things that we can do with a touch and a feel, because I think it's part of the touch and the feel and visual now. Our market is a little bit shifting. And you going to Hong Kong, you're going to Bologna, you're going to all the international markets, you're seeing what we're doing. So basically, we're all one. Our packaging is mm-hmm. one, our look is becoming one. So it's really cool to see that, you know, it's constantly growing into more of an experience, a feeling experience, which I didn't know that existed 10 years ago.
Well, we are, when we're going to Cosmoprof, they ask for a little detail. Do we have anything special? So I wasn't sure what we had. So I run over to Anna. I go, Anna, do we have anything that we could talk about that's recyclable? And Anna came back with two items, which I appreciate very much, because we were able to put it all in to identify who we are, about the sustainable tree-free packaging that we have and how we are actually helping with our carbon footprint. I appreciate that. We were able to write that. And in our new tubes, you were looking at all that sustainable. I would love for you to explain that, because we are so excited to be able to be on that trend of change and making sure that we take care of the planet during this time. But it's not so easy. I know it's hard. So the changes you're making are very strong, and you know, you're sustainable. You're really on the track to change things over one by one.
Yeah, and like when you brought up sustainable, I think that's the new thing too, is a lot of the packaging that we have now, we can put in a PCR, and it is a recyclable, and it is a percentage that we can add on to it, to our packaging, our existing packaging. So by doing that, is something that we are, you know, starting to do and introduce into our existing packaging that we have. I mean, what's so great about it is that you're learning with packaging that before you couldn't do a lot of recyclable stuff on the caps and on, you know, certain tops of pumps or applications of the tubes or the packaging, and now you can. So I feel like just even recyclable stuff now is starting to get really more high end. And like I said, our tubes that we're launching now for the body line, we are using a PCR, a higher percentage of the PCR, and being able to put that into our packaging and be able to say it's recyclable and to be able to help with that is something really big.
Well, now, a big part of packaging and marketing in general are the topic of colors. And I'd love to bring this up with you, the Pantone color of the year. So last year was Viva Magenta, even though I think Barbie Pink ended up taking over in the summertime with the Barbie movie coming out. This year's color is none other than Peach Fuzz. So first off, what's your initial take with the color choice?
I always like these because I feel like when they tell us or they introduce it, I've always thrown up and used it. It's just something that you want to incorporate, right? Creatively, and you want to put it in your line. So I'm excited to kind of incorporate for 2024. I think it'll be just a good thing. And I think that, like I said, now that you know it's the color, you want to incorporate. That makes sense. You want to add it into a lot of your marketing materials. And I feel a lot of the times we do. And I feel sometimes we'll like, if we, they'll release the name and then we'll look down and be like, oh, we're already using it, right? So it's kind of rewarding to see that sometimes we're way ahead of the trend, not even knowing that they released it.
You know what? It's nice. We can trust Anna for one thing. We go to her because she has the eye for graphics. Mm-hmm. Even the fact when she puts, you know, she works the graphics on the packaging and a lot of stuff. What I have to say is we are relieved that you're handling all that because there's a lot of detail, a lot of Pantones. I think she knows every name of a Pantone. You do a great job with that. And I think that's why a lot of our graphics look so great and our packaging looks great. So you really do a great job with that.
I think it's important to say that each one of the owners are doing such a hands-on type of approach with the business. And I have to say with Anna and social media, I have never seen anyone grow so much within that social media influencers, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I mean, it is a whole new division. And to be able to see, you know, the hands-on and understanding colors and understanding how you market something, it's not that we're giving it to somebody else. It really truly comes with the hands of these owners. Everything we do with Lyra is hands-on by an owner, which is really a key, I would think, for our success.
Now, everything looks absolutely fabulous. Now, there was one more color that some industry people are saying that might make I don't know about a comeback, but you might see a little bit more as well along with Peach Fuzz. You might also see red is another color that's being forecast for 2024. Which do you see kind of?
You know, I can see a little bit of the red coming in. I know that the Chinese market is starting to get, not starting, but they're starting to get more into the skincare, more into, you know, the ingredients, more into it. So I can see some influence, especially I think it's the year of the dragon.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big, yeah. So I can see that coming. I can totally see that a lot more of the red coming in for sure.
Yeah. Both our kids are year of the dragon, by the way. So your Grace and my Dean are both Year of the Dragon. So we got little dragons there. All right, before we go, I want to showcase something that you, I think, is really, really cool. Can you want to show off some new packaging? Let's get a sneak peek.
Yeah. I'll show you the sneak peek. This is my favorite part of the day. So these are the body that's coming out. So our Lyra body. And the cute little tube. They're super fun. We're doing a lot of foil work. We're kind of doing the metallic piece, like we always do, but we're doing the silver, the matte silver with the gold. We got a little gold in there. Yeah, this has been a fun project. I feel like just the detail alone. And another cool thing about the marketing, especially too with the body line, is that we brought the body line back into, it was Lyra Spa. And so we brought it back into Lyra Clinical. So now you have Lyra Body. But that is something that we kind of did, so just to kind of have the same look. And to kind of have it back into our line, I think it's pretty cool.
That's amazing. Looks beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
Well, lots of great changes. Anna, thank you so much for giving us all that information. So much to look forward to this next year. You are awesome. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anna.
Lots of interesting information about social media. And I absolutely love the new packaging that you have coming out for Lyra. It is absolutely beautiful.
Well, we have to stay in front of everyone with all the new trends. So this is great to be able to offer the latest, as Anna said, to go all over the world to find the latest packaging and to offer it to everyone.
One of the things like when we talked about with Anna actually was skincare is actually getting younger. We have younger people really paying attention to skincare, even young kids, as you talked about Metaxia with your granddaughter and her soccer tournament. And then you have all these influencers who are making a big deal. What do you take away from how the influencers are affecting the market?
I think we finally got a good rhythm on this. It's real estheticians, real influencers that are in the market are doing aesthetics. Our influencers now are real with real results. So that makes a big difference. They're not bought. They're actually very excited to show their work. And I think that has actually opened many doors for other estheticians to be encouraged to do more and always constantly trying to get a result. So you could teach a group of people, but when you have masses in social media, it changes the whole, the way you look at aesthetics. I mean, Instagram and Facebook has really made our industry even better.
Yeah.
And we're excited because they're Lyra practitioners sharing their work. And when they're excited, we're excited. And it's taking off quite a bit. It's really snowballing all over. not only in the U.S., but also abroad in the EU and Australia. Everyone loves showing all their before and afters. The social media is a great, great asset for aesthetics.
And I have to add one more thing. A company, we know we love our products. We know they're good products. But when other people can actually do what we know can, the products can do, and they make us look good. So all those before and afters is making Lyra look really good. And we're very thankful for everyone that's an account, everyone that works really hard to get the results that they get. And so we're very thankful for every one of our accounts.
And sharing it, because their success is our success.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of great social media out there. You can see a lot of people seeing a lot of success with Lyra Clinical. And you also did mention about around the world. But as we're looking ahead, you both are actually jet setting around Europe again coming up. Where are you heading?
First,
London.
We're going to a beauty show in London,
yeah,
and we're very excited to be there again.
And then Greece, we're really excited to kind of go into the hub there and check all the stuff that we're doing in Greece as a hub, a shipping hub for Europe. And then there's one more show, Netherlands.
Then we're going to Netherlands, and then Cosmoprof Bologna, Italy. Here we come.
So exciting. So exciting. And if you haven't had a chance to subscribe to the podcast, you need to do it now, because not only can you hear about their upcoming adventures abroad, but now you can also watch the show by going to Lyra Clinical's website or by going to our YouTube channel, where you can actually see the podcast and see all the amazing video. I will be living vicariously through both of you, as I will be staying here in the States. So I am very excited about seeing what you're going to be sharing at all the shows out in Europe and all the good food. I know we talked about weight loss being kind of a big thing right now when it comes to the medical spas. But you know what? Enjoy the food. Get some walking. Enjoy it. You're in Italy. You got to eat, right?
Oh, yes. We will enjoy the food everywhere we go. Something that we're good at. We're really good at enjoying the food.
You got to enjoy life, right? Got to enjoy.
Oh, yes.
And remember, if you have any questions for Fran or Metax, you can email your questions to skindepthconvo@lyricclinical.com. That's skindepthconvo@lyricclinical.com. We also have a Q&A episode coming up soon, so make sure to get those questions in. And remember to subscribe and rate the podcast today. But that will do it for all of us here at A Skin Depth Convo. Thank you again to Brenda and Anna for also jumping on with us and talking with us. And for all of us, have a great trip, and we'll talk to you soon.